It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The latest session of the state legislature is in its final days. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado lawmakers usually wrap up their work in May. This time, they're sprinting to the finish in June because the pandemic has delayed their work. Despite all the changes, though, it looks like Democrats who control the state government will secure approval for a sweeping set of new laws. Proposals on transportation, gun control, a new health insurance option, and more have reached their final stages. State lawmakers have also shaped the spending of billions of dollars in federal stimulus money. The session must end by Saturday, but it's expected to wrap up sooner. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
In Mesa County, hospital beds and intensive care are close to full capacity every day. CPR's Dina Sieg says COVID-19 isn't the only thing to blame.
Coronavirus patients actually make up a small percentage of these hospitalizations. Jeff Coor, head of Mesa County Public Health, says many hospitalizations are due to accidents or chronic health issues that have worsened during the pandemic.
I think the demand is greater than the capacity with or without COVID, but COVID is taking up space that we could be using.
And coronavirus cases continue to rise as vaccinations here remain low. Coor says Mesa County recently had one of the highest infection rates in the country. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Ski season is over, but avalanche danger is not yet past in Colorado's high country. Four hikers were caught in an avalanche yesterday on Torrey's Peak near Idaho Springs. The Clear Creek County Sheriff's Office received a report of people being swept into a rock field just after 9 a.m. Sunday. Undersheriff Bruce Snelling says the hikers suffered minor injuries. Some Colorado peaks hold snow well into the summer, and avalanches can occur at any time of year. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reported 12 fatalities from avalanches this season. Parts of the state have the chance for rain this afternoon. Thunderstorms are possible in the mountains and along the Front Range. It's sunny and hot in the west. This is CPR News.